Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
Thank you, Pastor John, for the invitation to be with you and all of Life Christian Center tonight. I'm thrilled to be coming to you by way of our kitchen tonight. In the past 90 days or so, many of us have begun to make use of technology that just a short time ago we might have been very hesitant to employ. So from our home to yours tonight, may these words be a blessing to each and every one of you. For a number of years, I've been a clock watcher. Now, I don't mean I just sat around looking at the clock on the wall, waiting for it to strike a certain number so I can be off and gone on some new adventure or assignment, or so I can just go back home and kick back in the old Strata Lounger. For me, my clock watching has been the world population clock. Not only do I find a constant update on the world's population, but on the number of births, deaths, and the net population growth. I do that to remind myself that we as Christians, the church, have a lot to do and a very short amount of time to do it in. Now, lately, I've been watching another clock. It is the coronavirus clock. When Janie and I left for Vietnam on February the 2nd of this year, there were just 11 cases of coronavirus in the United States, 14,300 worldwide, and with the most of those being in China. That figure now stands at almost 1.82 million cases in the United States and almost 6.3 million worldwide, with a loss of life across the world of 373,000 people. I'm not a doctor nor a scientist, so I cannot look at this pandemic from that viewpoint. I am a follower of Christ, and therefore I look at this pandemic and those affected and those who have lost their lives to it with compassion and a heart that hurts for families around the globe. Very few areas have not been affected in some way by this pandemic, some more devastating than others. If you have tuned in to a recent newscast, you know all of this already. I'm not here tonight to grumble or complain and point fingers at anyone's response to the pandemic or to what if my way through day by day. I am here to say that despite all of the medical, the economic, and the personal chaos that is unfolding globally, God tonight is an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, awesome, magnificent, caring, loving, holy, merciful, faithful, unchanging God who remains on the throne and not only hears us, but responds to our cries. Psalm 34 and 17 said, "The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from their troubles." Our missionaries and our national leaders in the Pentecostal Church of God around the world are finding themselves in lockdowns and not able to carry on conventional avenues of life, let alone ministry. However, they continue to open their hearts and their hands and their lives to those who are hurting and in need. It is my belief that we will not only survive this coronavirus pandemic, but that even in the midst of it, we will excel in expanding the global church, person by person, house by house, neighborhood by neighborhood, village by village, city by city, state by state, nation by nation, and continent by continent. Much of the world may be on lockdown tonight, stay at home, or some other restriction. God is not on lockdown. God is our helper. Are you ready to help tonight? During the month of April, I participated with Missio Nexus in a series of missions CEO peer-to-peer Zoom meetings. Missio Nexus is the largest association of Great Commission churches and organizations in North America. It has a vision to see missional leaders accelerating the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Each Wednesday during the month of April, we started with a set topic and speaker. Then we broke into smaller groups called Zoom rooms to discuss the topic and then come back into full session until the meeting was closed. There was a total of about 150 missions leaders from various groups across the United States. I was tremendously impacted by the opening statement to the meeting. That statement was this: the mission is still the mission. Now, finances was on everyone's mind. Cutting budgets, some had already done that. Bringing missionaries home from the field. Losing major donors. Churches dropping support programs. All across the world, things were discontinuing in the realm of missions. But the mission is still the mission. A plethora of topics were dealt with during the month in those meetings. But at the end of the series, everyone was still fixed on this thought: the mission is still the mission. When COVID-19 first appeared, God didn't hit the pause button on the mission, throw his hands up in desperation and say, well, that's it. I guess we'll just have to wait until this thing runs its course. Maybe they'll find a vaccine, or God help us, maybe everyone will just die. No, God never left his throne, never got nervous, and never changed his plan. I can tell you tonight, the mission is still the mission. Have lives been lost? Yes. Have lives been turned upside down? Yes. Have the economies of individuals and nations been affected adversely? Yes. But Matthew 28, 19, and 20 is still operational and valid for us tonight. The mission is still the mission. Our personal and ministry routines may have been different in the past than that they are right now, but we still read and we still study and we still pray and we still declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is still a world in just as much need as it ever was. And there is still a God who is waiting for people to call upon his name and who is not only listening, but he is answering as well. Oh, did I mention to you that the mission is still the mission? Our Pentecostal Church of God missionary family has, is, and will continue to respond to this pandemic with various strategies of ministry. It may not look like it did 90 days ago, but it's just as effective, and it is still sharing Christ. Some have asked, when do we get back to normal? You know what? That's a very good question. Lisa Miller, our Caribbean field representative, sponsored a recent Zoom meeting under the theme, Shifting into the New Normal. Shifting into the New Normal. Leaders from across the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, Central and South America joined that meeting. The consensus seems to be that normal is going to look a little different from now on. The gospel will not change. God will not change. However, the way we approach sharing the gospel may indeed have a new normal. So, I guess here I could just kind of go back and repeat what I said earlier, but I won't do that. I will say this. All the challenges that we are facing are just that. They are challenges. They are not final edicts. They are not periods at the end of our sentences. They do not have the last word to say about whether the church lives or whether anyone anywhere will ever be reached for Christ's sake again. They are challenges. They are challenges. Jeremiah 32 and 27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all the peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Let's pray this prayer. God, I commit my challenges to you. Show me the way through them. Give me eyes to see your solutions and strength to act upon them. Can we say amen? I'm in no way tonight minimizing the loss, the hurt, the devastation that this pandemic has inflicted upon literally millions of people. But God remains God tonight, and the mission is still the mission. May I offer my gratitude to all of you and all of those who are continuing to faithfully love and serve Christ through this most unique time. May God keep you and strengthen you and anoint you to share your faith as never before. Remember, the mission is still the mission. May God bless you and keep you in His care as you labor faithfully for Him. I want to just say again, thank you, Pastor John, for allowing me to be here with you on this special evening and all of Life Christian Center. I want to say blessings to you all. And just be safe in all that you do. But always remember that God hasn't went anywhere. He's still on the throne. And the mission is indeed still the mission. We pray for you. We pray for all of Life Christian Center and the surrounding area. And say God richly bless you as you go forth and continue to do the will of God. The mission is still the mission. God bless you.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.